Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings from Chapter Marge. I welcome you to another segment of GEM. That's G-E-M, acronym for God Encounter Moment, where we spend time together, we stretch our hands and our hearts from across the world as we to the Word of God. We spend together Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. reading through the Gospels of Jesus Christ. We have been reading through the Gospels, and we are in the Gospel of John. And we will commence reading today where we left off in the Gospel. As always, we encourage you, as far as possible, to follow along with us. That is the Gospel of John. We are up to we're beginning the 12th chapter, and that would be John 12:1. Let us pray before we dare approach the Word of God. Glorious God, we thank you for the word that you have made available to us. We know that so many of your saints, so many of your martyrs who have gone before us have esteemed their lives as nothing to preserve your word and to spread your word. We pray, dear God, that we will not take this treasure lightly. It is your love letter to our hearts today. And we pray that you will open our minds, open our understanding, open our hearts, that we might not just receive the information, but we will love the truth we are exposed to today. And with loving it, that we will seek your spirit to empower us to do also. We ask it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. My friends and dear children of God, we will commence reading the scripture, the Gospels of Jesus Christ, John chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. Then, days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." Now a great many of the Jews knew that he was there, and they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. But the chief priests plotted
to put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, many of the Jews went away and believed in Jesus. The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it. "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things were written about him, and that they had done these things to him. Therefore, the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. For this reason, the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." Now, there were certain Greeks among those who came up to worship at the feast. Then they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and in turn, Andrew and Philip told Jesus. But Jesus answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this purpose, I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, "An angel hath spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And if I am lifted up from the world, will draw all peoples to myself." This he said, signifying by what death he would die. The people answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtakes you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and were hidden from them. Father God, we thank you for the reading of your word. We pray, dear God, that our prayer had been answered, that your Holy Spirit will anchor your words in our hearts, that we might not simply hear your word, but that we might also be doers of your word, and thus glorify your name and be blessed. Oh, Father God, we pray that we too, in our lives, might glorify you, dear Savior, not doing our own will, not surrendering to our own way, but, Father, that we might submit to your will, that your name might be glorified in our lives. We pray, dear God, that you will hide us, that the good we do will be attributed to you, and the misgivings that we do, oh, Father God, will be attributed to us and will in no way stain your name. We ask, dear Father, that you will strengthen us and keep us and forgive us for our sins and our trespasses against you. And, oh, that we might have made up to follow Jesus till the end. This is our prayer. In his precious name, amen. My listening friends, I invite you again to meet with us for Gem. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, 8:30 a.m. East Friday, we have Pastor Friday, and on Saturday, we have all the programs begin at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. On the last Thursday of the we break away for our book and breakfast club. Those who have been reading the book club readings, this month was Emotional Polygamy. No, I'm sorry. This month was Lasting Love. Lasting Love, Divinely Designed. And we will come together off-site, off the air, to discuss this word. May God bless you.